Hi, I'm Mark Keane. I'm an Azure MVP and I'm a presenter, I'm a podcaster and everything else, all of the above. And a couple of weeks ago, I was down in Melbourne at Experts Live, April 6 and April 7 on a Thursday and Friday, and I did a presentation on Operations Management Suite. It was titled Operations Management Suite is Your Best Friend. And I covered the whole entire suite, including licensing, and I did a whole bunch of demos and I had a bit of audience interaction as well. And right now, I'm going to run through the presentation top to bottom as a webinar style. So here it is. Let's take a look. And here's the presentation. OMS is your best friend. I'm Mark Keane, MVP, as I said before. There's my Twitter details at Mark Keane. And during this presentation, we're going to look at some demos. And one of them is where we integrate with my startup business, which is eJukebox. There's the title slide as to who I am and what I look like. I'm an Azure architect at Vigilant IT. I do three main things. I'm a podcaster. I have a podcast. I'm a blogger, I have a blog site, and I am a speaker at events and things like that. So there's my links down the bottom. You'll find links to the podcast, blog, and so forth. My blog post is down there and my Twitter details down the bottom. All the details are found in my Twitter profile as well. Demos on this presentation, we're going to look at the four different service offerings that come with OMS or that are available. I wouldn't say come with because you have to enable them separately. So the four different service offerings you'll see there: Insight and Analytics, Automation and Control, Security and Compliance, and Protection and Recovery. And we'll be covering not all of those demos because they won't work. We need audience interaction. We did actually cover these demos, however, when we did this presentation live at Experts Live in Melbourne 2017 a couple of weeks ago. So we'll be running through as many of these demos as possible. Okay, what is OMS? OMS is a monitoring platform that runs in the cloud and it has available four different service offerings, and that is Insight and Analytics, which comes with two solutions, Network Performance Monitor and Service Map. Then we've got Automation and Control, that's another service offering, and that comes with two solutions as well, which is Change Tracking and Update Management. Then we've got another service offering called Security and Compliance, and that comes with two solutions itself. That comes with Anti-Malware Assessment and Security and Audit. And then down the bottom, we've got Protection and Recovery, and that comes with Azure Site Recovery and Azure Backup. All right, OMS versus Microsoft. The differences is colors. So there's the Microsoft logo with the OMS colors. So top left, the purple is Insight and Analytics. The green one, top right, is Automation and Control. The blue one down the bottom left is Protection and Recovery. And the orange color at the bottom right is Security and Compliance. And now if you want to take a look at the difference between these colors and the actual Microsoft logo colors, there's a difference. Pretty much the same. Four different colors, four different service offerings of OMS. Okay, when you install OMS, you go through the motions in your Azure subscription and you search in the marketplace for what's called Log Analytics. And Log Analytics is like the base offering in OMS before you then go ahead and have the option to install all the other four service offerings that we talked about before. Now, Log Analytics comes with all of these solutions that you see on your screen at the moment. They're not active out of the box. However, you can activate them one by one or as you see fit as to what you've got on-prem in your environment. OMS plans. Now, the standard and premium OMS pricing tiers are only available to customers who created their Log Analytics workspaces prior to September 21, 2016 because it's been deprecated. There are three different plans. Now, the free plan, you get access to everything. However, you're limited by 500 meg each day and 7 days retention and so forth. The standalone plan is a per gigabyte plan, and that is Log Analytics only. It doesn't come with the four service offerings that OMS has to offer. And the one on the right is a per node plan. It's the OMS plan, and it comes with the four different service offerings and everything else. It's the full kit and caboodle. It does have a data retention there, you see, of 31 days, which is default, and it goes up to 2 years in total, which you can easily configure. Okay, with the standalone plan, you get this, Log Analytics, as well as all of these solutions on offer, and that's it. Now, if you want more than that, you've got to switch to the OMS plan, which gives you the four different service offerings, which are Insight and Analytics, Automation and Control, Security and Compliance, and protection and recovery. Now, as you can see there, the four different colors, and I've got 8 boxes in total. I've got 2 boxes for each service offering because the 2 boxes represent a different solution that comes with the service offering. So Insight and Analytics comes with Network Performance Monitor and Service Map. Automation and Control comes with Change Tracking and Update Management. Security and Compliance comes with Security and Audit and Anti-Malware Assessment. And Protection and Recovery comes with Azure Site Recovery and Azure Backup. The OMS service offerings are listed there. There's 4 of them, and they're available through the free or per node OMS plans only and not the standalone plan. Now, they do also come as a subscription. So you've got the E1 subscription, which is roughly $20 per node per month, which is a $5 saving, and it comes with Insight and Analytics and Automation and Control. Also, if you scale up, you can get the E2 plan, which comes with all 4 service offerings, and it's going to cost you roughly $35 per node per month. Now, remember too, these prices are in US dollars, and they are rough estimates only, but you do have those options of E1 or E2, and you do get quite a substantial saving. Subscriptions, as we talked about, Insight and Analytics and Automation and Control included in the OMS Suite E1, along with subscription rights to Microsoft System Center. And OMS E2 includes everything in E1 and adds security and compliance and protection and recovery. There is an OMS calculator available, and the OMS calculator helps you size and estimate how much it's going to cost you to use OMS by allowing you to type in how many nodes you've got, how many servers, and if you've got System Center and things like that. It will give you a price estimate, and it's quite helpful. Getting started, it's fairly straightforward. You simply create a workspace, as we talked about before. That's basically as easy as going through your Azure portal, the subscription that you've got. In the marketplace, do a search for Log Analytics, go and set up a workspace, and then once you set that up, go through the motions in the settings area under Windows Servers, and you can click and download the agent, and the agent that you download can be installed anywhere on any computer, physical, virtual, any public cloud, and you basically point it to your OMS workspace, and then within minutes, OMS knows about the agent and it starts sending telemetry data up to OMS. With OMS, it's all about inputs and outputs. Data going in, data coming out. Now, getting data into OMS, there's a whole bunch of ways you can do it. As we talked about before, agents. Now, the agent you install supports both OMS and SCOM. Now, if you've already got SCOM in your environment, you can configure your SCOM environment to point directly to OMS without reconfiguring each individual agent. Now, it'll basically forward all the telemetry data through the SCOM, like a proxy type of a setup, and up to OMS. Other ways you can get data up to OMS is by using custom logs and custom fields. We'll take a look at that shortly. And also the Log Analytics HTTP Data Collector API. You can send data to Log Analytics from any client that can call a REST API. There we go. There's other ways you can get data into OMS. Linux, Windows, it is platform agnostic. Any public cloud you like. SaaS services as well. You can tie in your Office 365 subscription and App Insights with OMS as well. Azure Metrics, Diagnostic Logs, and Activity Logs. The opposite to input is output. And there's a whole bunch of ways to get data out of OMS. The first option is the OMS workspace itself. You can use a mobile app, which comes available. I think it's on both Android and iOS. The PowerShell module, which is available to install, it gives you full options to get data out of OMS using PowerShell. You can automate stuff with that as well. Also, you have available alerts and webhooks. There is a screenshot of the OMS mobile app for iOS. It looks exactly the same as the portal itself, except it's on a mobile device. 4 different service offerings for OMS. Let's take a look at the first one, Insight and Analytics. Right, Insight and Analytics comes with, as we said before, 2 solutions, Service Map and Network Performance Monitor, both available on the free and per node plans, which is OMS in brackets. When you install IOMS to begin with, it comes with Log Analytics. That is what you search for in the Azure portal. It creates a workspace. And then once you start using any of the solutions that come with, say, Insight and Analytics, that is when you start using the goodness that that has to offer. So what is the difference between Insight and Analytics and Log Analytics? So Insight and Analytics has expanded network monitoring and dependency mapping capabilities. Log Analytics offers a basic platform for log collection and search, and Insight and Analytics offers the best option for deeper insight and enhanced ability to troubleshoot. The Data Collector REST API, let's go and take a look. Time to demo now the HTTP Data Collector for IOMS. It's a REST API, and I'm using PowerShell to demonstrate it to send the payload up to IOMS. And so here are the two main functions that we want, that we care about, as you can see here. So the first function, I'll just highlight it, is a way to build the signature. Now, this is all available online through Microsoft's Docs documentation website. And so this basically runs through, it's a function, new signature, and you have to enter in like the customer ID, shared key, date, contact length, and all that sort of stuff. So this information here, I'll just draw a little box around it. This information here is all available from your IOMS workspace. So it's fairly easy to get. And so I've just embedded it further up in the PowerShell script. So that function runs first, it builds the signature, and then if we scroll down further into here, and I'll zoom in to make it easy to see, the main one, because this is the one that actually sends the data up to IOMS, as you can see, it builds the invoke web request line down here. It's got the URL which it sends to, which is an IOMS URL. Again, this is available from your workspace. It's got the method. Now, the method is post up there. And then you've got content type, which is up here, which is JSON. Whoops, it's a bit messy. I'll try that again. And then you've got headers, and the header is a specially formed header. All the documentation is again on the Docs website with Microsoft. There's a header there. The header includes the signature and the log type, the date, and then also to the basic using basic parsing. So they are the two main functions that you need when sending data to IOMS. Now, the trick is you can send any data you like up to IOMS. It doesn't matter what data you send, but as long as you convert it to a JSON template first. And so what we're going to do is I will run all these functions first so it's in memory. In fact, I'll go even further up than that because I've got some other variables up the top which the functions rely on. So I'm going to play all of those and wait till that takes effect, which it has already. And now down here is where I am cycling through all these functions and building the JSON and then sending it all up to IOMS using all the functions above. So this is basically where it does the work. And it's got here while true, so it does it on a loop. So if I run all of this together, I might have to run the whole thing, including the bottom. Here we go. I'll run all this together. Okay, and what's going to happen is I've got some other functions here which I haven't shown you yet, but this is like functions that pull songs off radio station websites in Australia. So these are radio stations like Triple M in Sydney, Triple M in Brisbane, Triple M in Melbourne. Then you've got WSFM in Sydney, Gold FM Melbourne, Kiss FM Sydney, Kiss FM Melbourne. And so what happens is each of these functions, let me just expand one out just so you can have a quick look. It does an invoke web request. It goes to the website. It gets the element by class name, the specific elements that it needs. It does some filtering down the bottom here, and it basically ends up pulling off the song that is currently saying is now playing. Because you know how radio station websites have on them now playing song such and such? Well, that's basically what this function does, is it pulls that whatever now playing song off the radio station website, and it pushes it to a variable, and then I group it all together. So this is all the different, this is where it runs down the bottom here, and it pulls all the data, converts it to JSON, and then sends it up to IOMS, and that's what it's doing here. And this, on the left-hand side here, let me go into it here. Oops.
this down the bottom. See how you've got like the 200 requests here? That means it's a successful posting the or sending the data up to OMS. It's doing it successfully. So this is the converting to JSON. If we stop this, and if I have a look at the results and see if there's anything in here, yes, it does. So, see, the other thing I've done is I've put some smarts in here. And so if the song hasn't changed on the radio station website, if it goes through, checks the song, and it's the same song from last time, it won't capture that song. So there's no duplicate. So it'll only capture the song if it's been changed. And so because I've just run this again now, out of all of these radio stations, only one of the radio stations, a song changed, because that's the only one that's listed here, which is Kiss in Sydney. Song is Weekend, Can't Feel My Face. And so that's the results in object format for PowerShell. Now, I can't take that up to OMS like that in that format, because OMS will throw an error and it won't work. So I've got to convert that to JSON, and that's basically down here. So if I show you this, this is where it does the converting. And so results convert to JSON, and that basically stamps it to the JSON variable here. So if I just run results convert to JSON, see, that's basically what it looks like. And so that's fine, that's good, we can use that. So I'll run the whole line, so no JSON equals that. We'll write the output to the screen, happy with that, and let's push that up to OMS, and we've just done that. Now, let's go to OMS and take a look and see what it looks like. So if I go to my dashboard, and I will expect to see a tile that says radio just played. So here we go. This is radio just played here. And wait for this to come up. Okay, and this is what we should expect to see, is a list of these songs here. So Hall & Oates, Out of Touch, Steve Perry, O'Sherry, and so forth. And if you make a note of the time, 12 past 12, we did it at roughly 2 to 3 minutes ago. So let's go to OMS and have a look and do a search now. Yep, that's it. It's done it. It's the songs are up there, and you can see them. There's Hall & Oates, Out of Touch. It tells you WSFM Sydney, Steve Perry, O'Sherry, which it was on Gold FM Melbourne, and all the songs are there. And so that's fantastic. So that's custom logs in action. We've taken information from literally anywhere. We've just grabbed information from Radio Station's website. We can do it on a loop over and over again and just pump that data up to OMS. It's fantastic. And so from here, we can go one step further. And so here we've got the field, so song and station. And I can go, all right, so here I can go group by station, for example. And here you go, group by station, the amount of songs. Now, this is only based on the last day. Now, if I go back further than this, because I have been throwing data up here from previously. So if I go back to, say, the beginning of March and go OK, and it should give us some more data. So there you go. So WSFM, it's found the most songs played on there, and I can click in there and see all the songs that were played on WSFM. And so we can also do something slightly different. So if I take this part out here and go back to the original search, and I say, all right, so Weekend, I Can't Feel My Face. It's quite a popular song. Let me click on this, and I'll group by song, that field there. Now, as you can see, over the past month that we've selected in the time range, in the date range, we can see for the amount of time that the script's been running. Now, it hasn't been running all the time 24/7, but you can see that like within like seconds, it sorts it out, and you can see what the top song is. So it's a good idea. It's a good way of finding, like, you can run this over and over again. You can pump all this data up to OMS, and you can build reports on it and have a look what the most popular song is out of all of those radio stations. It seems to be this one here, Birds of Tokyo Brace, based on the amount of data that we've got. It might not be 100% accurate because, as I said, it hasn't been running 24/7. Service Map for OMS. Service Map is a solution part of the Insight and Analytics service offering. Now, it does require an additional agent to be installed. on top of the agent already installed on the computer for OMS. Now, it will run against Linux and Windows machines, and there's a couple of links there to the bottom of the page with more information. Let's take a look at a demo of Service Map. And if we go to the home page again of OMS, we'll click on the Service Map solution here, which is a part of the Insight and Analytics service offering with OMS. Now, as you can see by default, it's got a time range here of 10 minutes. So what we'll do is we'll click on there and we'll go for the last hour instead, just to give us some more information. We've got about 6 or 7 computers here hooked up to OMS, and we'll just wait till this loads. And this computer here we've got displayed is going to be one of the busiest out of the 7. And as you can see here, straight away, it shows us all of the services running on this server, as well as connections, and it tells us all this other information as well, all the other service offerings we've got hooked up to OMS, as well as a service offering solution. So let's go through and have a quick look. So it's got here TCP/IP, inbound connections, outbound connections, and failed connections. It's got like notable security issues. So it's got quite a bit of information here. Now, I can say, click on this one here, Dropbox. Okay, I can scroll up to the top here and I can click on this port here, which is port 443. Now, if I click on that, I can then go to view more properties and I can see right in front of me, port 443. In the last 60 minutes, these are all the IP addresses in which port 443 is connecting to. Wow, it's amazing the amount of IP addresses it's connecting to. So let's go out of here and let's click back on the computer itself. Now, if we scroll through on the right-hand side, we've got properties of the computer. It tells us how fast it is, the specs, what operating system it's running. Go to alerts. It tells us any alerts that we've got set up for this machine. None at the moment. Log events. It tells us all the performance logs, security events and things. It gives us a display. And if we click on the log events, it actually takes us in to the computer and it tells us the logs like straight away. So we don't have to go into the computer itself. It tells us all of the event log information right in front of us. And so let's go back to the computer, let it load. Under changes, because we've got automation and control turned on as a service offering, we've got change tracking. Okay, so there's nothing at the moment under change tracking for the last hour. Now, if we go to performance, it tells us a performance overview for the last hour, how the network and CPU has been going. Click on security, any security information about missing updates and so forth. And then for updates itself, it gives us information and a good little summary of all the updates that are needed. So there you go. There's OMS Service Map. It's a solution part of Insight and Analytics for OMS. All right, this section is automation and control. So this is demo time, and what's going to happen? We're going to have some music playing on the Kangaroo computer, which is going to send logs from the music up to OMS in the form of a custom log. And then when Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You will be played as a song, an alert will be fired off, which in turn will kick off a runbook in Azure Automation, which will then fire off an SMS to my phone. Okay, we're back again, and you can probably hear music in the background because, yeah, music started playing. I turned on the Kangaroo device, and music's playing now on this speaker here, which is a Bluetooth speaker, and the Bluetooth speaker is paired to this little computer here. And I can shake this computer, and you know what? It still works. So, waiting for this song to finish, we'll cut the video. Oh, and here we go. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. It's playing right now. So, what does that mean? All right. So, that's going to be logged locally on the Kangaroo, which we'll take a look at. And that's going to be sent up as a custom log to OMS, which is going to fire off an alert to my phone saying, hey, Whitney Houston's playing. You've got to kill it. You seriously got to kill it, because who wants Whitney Houston playing? Seriously, no, nobody. And so then I'm going to use my Flow application on my phone and run the runbook hybrid worker to kill the music on the computer. It's all going to be a nice, seamless process. Okay, let's take a look at the Kangaroo device itself. We've logged in remotely using VNC. Now, here is the software playing the music. As you can see, Womack Teardrops is playing right now, and you can hear it in the background. Now, before that, you'll see Whitney Houston. Now, if I go in a bit to make it easier to see, there's Whitney Houston there. It played just before Womack and Womack. And that's basically the song which we've got configured to fire off an alert in OMS. But nonetheless, all of the songs here will basically be part of a custom log, and they will all be sent up to OMS for it to sift through. So if we open up logs here on the desktop and sort by date modified, and then if I right click on the latest log at the top here and go edit with Notepad++, we'll have a look what that custom log looks like. And if we go in, as you can see, it's pretty much exactly the same as what you saw in the music software, but it's in log format. And this is the log which is being sent up to OMS in the form of a custom log. And so this is what we're paying attention to here. This entry here, Whitney Houston, I will always love you. And now that song will be sent as a custom log up to OMS. So let's go and take a look. Okay, we stopped the music playing for the time being because it's just music in the background. We'll get rid of that. So now we've logged into OMS, and as you can see on the dashboard, I've got a whole bunch of tiles here configured. Now, if we click on, say, this one here, Kangaroo Songs, this is a raw log of what we looked at before being sent up to OMS. And the time, bottom right hand corner on my computer, is 7:21, and this log is showing a time of 7:19, so it's up to date within the space of a couple of minutes. So we can scroll down through the raw log and we can see the songs being played. And if we keep scrolling down, we'll see here Whitney Houston. Here it is. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston played at 11 past 7. That's about right. And it's there. So OMS knows about Whitney Houston playing. And so very, very soon, the alert will kick off. And we can go and check that out in settings. So let's go to settings now and check out the alert. Here it is here, Kangaroo Whitney, because it's a Kangaroo device. Every 5 minutes, it checks based on this search string here. As you can see, one result is showing in the time window selected in the last 8 minutes. So the next time this runs, 5 minutes, very, very soon, under 5 minutes, because it probably ran before, it will fire off a runbook, this runbook here. So let's go and check that out. Okay, we're logged into Azure at the moment, and this is the automation section, and these are the automation accounts. And so if I click onto the automation account that's hooked up to OMS, and that sound you just heard then is a SMS that's come through on my phone, which means, and if I read it out, it says critical, Kangaroo Whitney. It says Whitney Houston's playing, you need to put a stop to it. So let me just quickly show you the rest of this runbook here. So if I go to variables here, and I've got a whole bunch of variables here, one of them is my mobile number here. Okay, so everybody knows what my mobile number is. Great. Now that's basically what's hooked up to the runbook, and the runbook sends the SMS. So if we have a quick look at the runbook that sends the SMS, this is it here. Telstra SMS Whitney, and if I click on the option here to view, it's using an API hooked up to Telstra. There it is there, and it sends the SMS. So I'll have all this blurred out. Okay, so let's close out of this, and let's fire off the runbook to kill the music playing. And so first off, we've got to do is start the music playing. So let's click on this button here. Okay, music is playing at the moment, and this is on the Kangaroo device. So we've got the alert come through on the phone, the SMS, to say Whitney Houston's played because it's picked it up through the custom log. And so what we'll do is go into this runbook here. Now I can use my phone. There is an app called Microsoft Flow, and the Microsoft Flow app is hooked up to Azure Automation, and what you can do, you can fire off runbooks from your phone as soon as the alert comes through. But for the purpose of this demonstration, I'm going to fire this off from this computer here so you can see. So if we click on view, this is what it does here. Get process SPL Studio, which is the name of the application playing, and it stops it. okay? And it stops the audio engine as well, which is this process here. So that's pretty much all it does, and it fires it off on a hybrid worker. So if we click on start, select hybrid worker, select the kangaroo, and select OK, and that's going to go through, submit the runbook. And within seconds, we should see that this application is killed. And just so you know, that this computer here, the kangaroo, is sitting here in the office with me, and we've just fired off the runbook in the cloud from Azure. And so it's a pure hybrid worker. It's not connected to any network physically. It's all purely wireless, using a wireless adapter which is built into it. It's a tiny little computer, but yep, it's still running as a hybrid worker. And so while we're talking to you right now, Azure has fired off this runbook, and it's going to send it through to this kangaroo. And so within minutes, the music will just stop. There you go. I haven't cut the video. No editing involved. The music has just stopped. The program's just killed itself, as you can see. Gone. So there you go. The demonstration of automation and control with Operations Management Suite. Difference between automation and automation and control. Automation is part of Microsoft Azure, and automation and control is also part of Microsoft Azure, but it is actually a service offering which is part of Operations Management Suite. And let's have a quick recap. So automation and control is one of four service offerings part of OMS, and the other three are insight and analytics, security and compliance, and protection and recovery. Now, automation and control expands your ability to drive consistency across your environment with update management and change tracking. We'll take a look at those very, very shortly. And automation by itself includes basic process automation and also desired state configuration. Automation and Control is a service offering part of OMS, and it has two solutions that come with it: change tracking, which tracks changes on your machines, and also update management. Now, Automation and Control is part of the free OMS plan, or the OMS per node OMS plan itself. So not the standalone plan as we talked about before, because the standalone plan is just log analytics by itself. Automation and control, change tracking, basically tracks changes in your environment, software changes, changes to pretty much anything. It's all tracked there in the one spot in this change tracking solution. The automation and control update management solution does what the name suggests. It manages updates across your environment. Windows updates and security updates and patches and so forth. So you can see on a single pane of glass the current status of all your machines in your environment where the agents are installed. And also too, if you have SCOM installed and it's pumping all the data up to OMS, this data will be seen as well in the same workspace for OMS. Also, part of this update management solution, you have the ability to schedule updates with your machines. And so you can set up schedules, say on a Sunday morning or whatever, and you can split them up across different machines to go ahead and run updates automatically, similar to what you do with, say, WSUS, for example. All right, we've looked at two service offerings for Operations Management Suite: Insight and Analytics and Automation and Control. Now we've got two left. We've got Protection and Recovery, and we've got Security and Compliance. Operations Management Suite Security and Compliance comes with two solutions out of the box: Anti-Malware Assessment and Security and Audit, both part of the OMS free plan and per node plan, which is nicknamed OMS. Security and Audit comes with a whole bunch of security offerings: Update Assessment, Identity and Access, and Threat Intelligence, to name a few. Anti-Malware Assessment covers everything malware related, including computers that are not protected, computers that have got malware enabled on them, and it's all close to real time. It also integrates with Windows Defender as well. So let's go and take a look at this one. Okay, I'm going to demo the other solution, part of the security and compliance service offering with OMS. I'm going to demo the anti-malware assessment. So within minutes, this OMS knows about any malware on your computers. It's pretty cool. It's pretty quick. So let's do it safely. Let's run some malware on one of our computers, which are hooked up to OMS. It has the OMS agent installed on it. So this here is called iCar. It's E-I-C-A-R. It's an antivirus test file. So basically what you do is you run this piece of text here, which is displaying on the screen, and you put it anywhere on your computer in a text file. So I will stick it on my desktop, and it doesn't matter what you call it. So I'll paste it in there, that string of text. I'll close and save that. And so within minutes, as soon as the agent has worked itself out that it's got some more data to send up to OMS, which happens on a regular cycle, I think it's every few seconds. It's not that slow. It happens pretty quickly. OMS will start alerting on it straight away. But we can speed that up. We can go into computer management here. And if I go to services and applications and go to the OMS service itself, we can restart it. And it should speed things up and push the data up to OMS fairly instantly. So there we go. There's a Microsoft monitoring agent there. It's running. Let's restart that service. And then it should be in the background sending data up to OMS, and part of the data being sent up to OMS should include the fact that, hey, there is malware on this computer. Now, it's healthy malware. It's nothing bad, but it's just purely for testing purposes only. So we'll minimize that computer and go back to OMS. We'll go to the home screen, and we'll go back to anti-malware assessment to do like a full refresh. Nothing there at the moment. However, if we control refresh in the browser, we should see something. It does take a couple of minutes, but we should see something pop up. It shouldn't take that long for the data to be sent up to OMS. It should be like within a minute or two. Nothing yet. So let's go back to the test computer for a second and copy this file, and let's put it somewhere else as well on the computer. So let's stick it on the, say, C drive, in the root of the C drive. We'll put it in there, and we will restart the Microsoft monitoring agent again. Now, you shouldn't need to do this. I'm just doing this for the purpose of this demonstration. And based on my testings and findings, it does happen within a couple of minutes, but I'm literally wanting to do it right now. I want to see some results in OMS. So let's refresh this screen again. And there it is, the iCar test file showing up as a threat on the computer in which we just put the text file on. So there you go, a demonstration of anti-malware assessment in Operations Management Suite. All right, Protection and Recovery is the final service offering out of Operations Management Suite. So we've covered off all three so far. We've covered off security and compliance, insight and analytics, automation and control, and this one is Protection and Recovery. It's fairly straightforward and fairly basic because it covers Azure Site Recovery and Azure Backup, both available on the free OMS plan or the per node OMS plan, not the standalone plan as we talked about before, because the standalone plan, remember, is only for log analytics only. And so Protection and Recovery comes with both Azure Site Recovery, which is a solution for disaster recovery, and also too used for migrating workloads. And so you can use it as an orchestration piece in the cloud to automatically replicate your environment, so from source to target. So you could have virtual machines or physical servers running on-prem, in AWS, and in any public cloud. You can then replicate those to Azure or somewhere else into another secondary data center and let Azure Site Recovery do the orchestration for you. Or you could use it the other way, where the other purpose is a way to get virtual machines to Azure. So, for example, from AWS, you could have virtual machines replicating to Azure and then turn off the replication, do a failover, and you would have all your virtual machines up and running in Azure. And that would be how the migration component worked. And then the backup component for Protection and Recovery is, as the name suggests, is a solution for backing up your VMs. You could use backup for Azure virtual machines, or you could use Azure Backup Server for on-prem, backing up your on-prem environment. So there you go. Protection and Recovery for Operations Management Suite. And that is the last service offering. So look, thank you very much for watching. It's been a pleasure.